conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
Well, the Communications Minister, Khumbudzo Ntshavheni, and the Vice Chancellors of the University of Johannesburg and the Tshwane University of Technology are today launching the Artificial Intelligence Institute of South Africa. This conversation is brought to you by the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies, and the Minister herself is on the line for you now. Minister, good morning, and thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning to you, students, and to your listeners.
What is the significance of this event? How important is it?
The significance is that the artificial intelligence is the leading cutting-edge technology in the world. And the fact that South Africa is one of the few countries that is establishing its own institute this early on in the age of artificial intelligence, it's significant. But secondly, what is also significant is the partnerships with the universities and also with industry, because in most instances, it has been governments that have established the institute and the universities compete for that. But with option we chose to follow as a country, it's a partnership that will allow universities, and not only the two, but also the others that we're bringing on board as centers of excellence, but also the others that we're bringing on board from the continent of Africa in general, that we can then, instead of competing, we can collaboratively work to enhance the opportunities that we can derive as a country, as a region, and as a continent from artificial intelligence.
So when we start the Artificial Intelligence Institute, I mean, that may also help with productivity, and a lot of people around the world are using artificial intelligence to improve productivity.
Yeah, so what we have done in our country, we chose the focus areas that we are good at, because if I give an example, we've been a food basket of the world as Africa, but as the country, we've been the largest exporter of agricultural produce, but we have been dragging behind. And I'll use the example of the oranges, where we had the black dot problem, where sometimes our exports have to be blocked to be accepted in the EU market. But when you're using artificial intelligence, such things go away. But also our manufacturing, if you use auto manufacturing, South Africa has been amongst the largest auto manufacturers in the world, but we're going to be overtaken because other countries are already using artificial intelligence for productivity. But already in this country, if you look at BMW, Mercedes-Benz and Ford, they are also using robotics in addition to normal labor, and we are retraining the skills, the employees or the workers for higher end skills. So part of that bigger one is the change of what you call work of the future, which has become work of today, and the training of the workforce to become that cutting edge and to redeploy, to do is to remove what you call repetitive and routine work to be done by machines and robots. But also for us is the ability, if I give an example, UJ focuses on digital mining, and South Africa has been a large mining hub in the continent, but also in the world. But there are areas where we cannot mine, because you can only take human beings so far underground. But with robots, you could take them further, other mines that would have been closed because they could not go further. You can be able to send robots or machines to do that mining. But for us, we also have a sad story. If you remember, the mine workers of Lilies Mine in Mpumalanga, the ones who were sunk into that mine. Imagine if we had sent robots to retrieve their bodies. That would have meant a whole different ballgame for the families and other miners, and also for that mine, it could have gone back into operation. But because of that and the safety in that mine, we cannot continue with mining in that area.
We have such a high rate of unemployment, and we talk about that in our country. You talk about it in all southern African countries, actually. Artificial intelligence, it makes people more productive. It allows you to do more things, opens up areas of the economy. How could it help with unemployment and creating jobs?
With exactly the point that you've raised, that it opens up more opportunities in the economy. It will mean that we can then create more jobs, but it will mean we have to rechange the education and the training, and the universities come in handy in terms of the focus of training. Part of the training areas is education, AI education development that they must focus on. And maybe, I don't know if you're aware of this, South Africa already, we've got 1,000 schools in South Africa from the basic education public schools that are already learning robotics, data analytics, and coding. And imagine if we could triple that number, but also get the unemployed graduates back into a short course on AI to focus on a particular expertise. Then you don't have to get young people looking for jobs. You can have young people then creating their own jobs in the various areas where they reside.
I mean, there are a whole lot of things that are happening around the world at the moment. The fourth industrial revolution. I worry sometimes that we might be falling a little bit behind. Young people don't have as much access to information. I mean, things have changed. Data is becoming cheaper and easier and more accessible. Do you worry a little bit that we might fall behind?
At least now we are confident. We were behind, I must acknowledge, but we have recovered, or we are recovering. The part of the commitment that we have made, even this launch shows that we are recovering. We're no longer doing only the basics, but also the rollout of the SA Connect program, where we want to connect or make sure that all South Africans have access to internet, irrespective of which part of the country they reside in, and at the same speeds, even in rural areas. We'll be coming to you on that launch. It will then get us, as a country, to have that access and participation. Where we are behind is the skills and the relevant skills. And that's why the partnerships with the universities and the others that are still going to be brought on board as centers of excellence, so that we can then have the right skills, both in terms of the current employees, but also in terms of the unemployed young people, but also those that we are preparing for the labor market or the economy, that they must have the relevant skills to participate.
Minister, I really appreciate the time. Thank you very much indeed. Kumbudzon Sirveni is the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies. That conversation brought to you by the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies.